Alright, so we just finished, last week we did a recap of Tanya chapters 1 through 25. The conclusion was the ultimate understanding of Kikara Belech HaDava Ma'id, how can this matter be exceedingly close to you? Referring to Torah and Mitzvahs, Ahav and Yira, and all those neat things, because each of us has within us a ahava misuteris, a concealed love to the Rebbeinu Shalom, which is Yerushalonu Maviseinu. It bequeathed to us through the fact that the Avos Mamish made it part of their genetic material by becoming a Merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they totally nullified themselves. As a result, they gave us the capacity, against all logic, against all reason, to be able to be meiser nefesh, to give our lives literally. And the Baal Tanya concluded chapter 25 by saying that's why we read Parsha Shema twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, because the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, we're told by the Kadmonim that a person is supposed to have in mind that they would literally give their lives al Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, it becomes the guiding light that if a person can give their deaths, it would go to their death rather than violate Hashem's will, how much more so should we be able to overcome temporary attraction and desire rather than to sever our relationship. So there are two pieces of Agra Dekala, both of which you can download from the Domestic blogspot site. One is in Parshas Bereishis, and one is for this week's Parsha, Parshas Eikah, which are magnificent interpretations into this pasuk, this concept of Mesiras Nefesh, and how it can become a literal guiding light to life. So the first piece is Parshas Bereishis, is very long in Agra Dekala. It's an interpretation on the pasuk of Yukavu Hamayim L'Mokem Echad. Let the waters be gathered into one place. The Agra Dekala was authored by the Bnei Yisachar, Tzvi HaMelech of Dinev, one of the classic svarim on the months of the year. The Agra Dekala is his sefer that he authored on Chumash. In the version that has the Tzvi V'Hatzedek commentary, it's on the piece we're learning is on Daf Ayin Tes. Yesh l'ram is Musr no b'remez ha-posuk. Says the Agra Dekala, I want to point out here that this posuk alludes to a very beautiful moral lesson. Hine kol ha-tanugim sheba'olam. We learned very early in the early prakim of Tanya, perhaps even in the first parak, that pleasure, Reb Chaim Vital teaches us, that pleasure is mechunim b'shem mayim. Pleasures are referred to by water. Ki miyasoid ha-mayim roidev odam achat tanugim. Because it is from the element of water that causes a person to pursue pleasure. Ki ha-mayim atzmichim kol mine tanugim. This is the language of Reb Chaim Vital. That water gives birth to all types of pleasures. So pleasure and water are synonyms. Ukishim iska beba'odam yisaidamayim. So when a person is overcome with his internal water element, misavalitanugim, it's at that time that the person becomes desirous of pleasure. Viniksha odam misavalitaivo. So here is nature, beautiful insight into human nature. When a person becomes desirous of desire, hine mitzta'er kisha'ino oisik b'taivahu. The person is in pain when he can't pursue, when he can't toil in that pleasure that he desires. So it causes him pain. And what's more, it becomes very difficult for a person to part with that pleasure. Says the Agra Dekala, skulo l'zeh. Chazal offer us a segula to address this issue. What's the segula? Ba'alois alibay. If a person contemplates, Ahavas Yoitzroi, the love of his creator, Shimutva Beteva Isha Yisraeli, which is ingrained naturally in the nature of every Jew. Mimikablei HaTorah, from those of us who come, from those who receive the Torah. Shafiluhu Mipachus HaErech U'Bal Taiva. He says, therefore, I don't care who the Jew is, even if the person is of the lowest caliber, and he's a glutton, a desirous person. Yet, if someone would attempt to force him to deny God's existence, that person would give their life for Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify God's name. Now, he says, analyze this. When a person gives their life to death, it's very clear that at that moment the person is giving up all future pleasure because of the love of his creator. If a person would do this because of the love of his creator, to nullify all pleasures of this world, and he would take upon himself willingly the pain and anguish, the torture of death itself, for rather than to violate Hashem's will, is Eich lo yachsem tavosoi kerega ba'avur avas yoitzrei. So if I would do that, isn't it logical that temporarily, momentarily, I should be able to overcome my appetite, my desire, my lust, because of the love of Hashem? Again, this is exactly the Kal v'chomer that the Baal Tanya concluded, chapter 25. This is the Karav Elecha Davar Ma'od. If we are constantly cognizant of this, this gives us the ease to be able to control lust. And he says literally what the Baal Tanya said, it is for this reason that Hashem commanded us to read the Shema twice every day. And to accept upon ourselves, when we say the word echad, that's where the Mikubalim point out, it's there where a person is supposed to have in mind that they would give their life for Kiddush Hashem, the word echad. Points out the Agadikala, Vizeshen Nirmaz, this is an illusion. The pasuk says, "Yikavu hamayim." How do we gather in the water? In parentheses, "Hainu kol tanugyo lemazeh," referring to all the pleasures of this world, which are symbolized by water. Why do you gather them in? El mokay mechod. You gather them in by focusing to the place of echod, hainu lemakim sha'emer echod. That is to say, the place that we all say echod, which is Kriyashma. The person is willing to accept upon himself even the pain of death because of his love for Hashem. Is mikol shkein, how much more so? Sheyivatal tanugav kirega, that we should be able to nullify temporarily our pleasure, avur avos yisbor shemoi, because of Hashem's love. V'day b'zeh ha'orah l'maskil. What I said here is enough for a thinking person. So it's a gorgeous remez in this pasuk. Yikavu hamayim. How do you gather in appetite? El mokem echad. You gather it in by recognizing the concept of echad. So that was one piece here. The second piece is on Parshas Ekev. It's in the next volume of this set on Dafshin Mem Ches. That's in this week's parsha. So he says as follows: V'yesh l'rames oid, left-hand column. And this really speaks to us in our generation especially. Says the Agadikala, V'ho'ya ekev tishmun. So the pasuk again is interpreted by ekev. It will be at the end. The ekev literally means the heel. Here the Kala interprets it based upon the teachings again that we had earlier in the works of the Arizal, that every generation has a structure of neshamas. So there are the neshamas that came from the head and from the reish and the lev of the structure of Adam. And then there is our generation, which is called Ikvesid the Mashiach, the heel of Mashiach. I've shared with you in the past this gorgeous interaction that took place between my great uncle, the Baal Peruv Zechon of the Rocha, the Brisker Rav, the first time that the Baal Peruv went to Eretz Yisrael after the war. So he was a very young man. He paid a visit to the Brisker Rav. So he shared with him that Reb Mendel Rimenover said on this issue of the fact that our generation is Ikvus at the Mashiach, that we're the heel generation. Generally, we see it as a tremendous put down of you know, we're the low level, inferior souls, no puns intended. So the above Rav said to the Brisker Rav in the name of Reb Mendel Rimenover that while it's true that the Ekev, the soul, the heel, is the lowest part, but we dare never forget that the entire structure stands on the heel. And if the heel falls, the whole structure falls. So the Tanaim and the Amiroim and the Ovis and the Shvatim, everybody, all those neshamas stand on the heel. So they point this out in this week's Parsha, Vaya Ekev Tishmo. Says the Agad Kala, Dina Isam HaNeshamas Kitane HaErech. Those neshamas that seem to be of very small value, ubifrat veikvis de Mashiach, certainly in our times, the heel generation of Mashiach. Va'neshamas haktanos mibchines ikvayim, we have the small neshamas that are referred to as the heel neshamas. Why are we referred to as the heel? He reads us like a book. Asher lo yargishu misikus harevus ba'avoidas ma'aseh mitzvos v'toyru tvilo. Just like the heel has no feeling, so too we are called Ikvus de Mashiach because we have no feeling. We can't sense the sweetness, the deliciousness of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fulfillment of a mitzvah, or the study of Torah, or in the Avodas HaTvila. Unbelievable words. Va'avoida aleim oil godoil. On this generation of Ikvus in the Mashiach, we consider our service of Hashem as a pain. It's a yoke. It's a burden. Ve'ye'orev lechikam. And what's sweet? What's sweet is asoyis hatoyeves chas v'sholem ashesonei Hashem. What tastes good, what looks attractive, is the fulfillment of the abominations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates. V'hizi la'ama the bilti asois. Those things which he commanded his nation that we dare not do. V'ein lahem koyach la'amayid negateva hayetzirat tukua b'libam. And we find ourselves without the strength to oppose the nature of our Yetzer, which is so deeply embedded in our hearts. Hine zoyis ha'etza hayu'utza mechach meha'emes, says the Agad Dekala, here is the advice that we're given from the true wise men. Lahazki l'nafshoi ho'ahava ha'mesuteres asha tekua b'leiv kol echod mi'Yisrael. The Eitzah that they give is to constantly remind ourselves the secret, hidden love which is embedded in the hearts of every Jew. Be'egia elav, where does that come out? Be'egia elav machriach, if God forbid we are forced, la'achrichoy le'kfirach has v'shalom, if a Jew would be forced into a situation of denial, as ayim senavshoy v'gufoy be'ahavas Hashem, a Jew would give over his life in his body in the love of Hashem, the Baal Yenua Roishay, the Pesel HaMaseich, not to bow down to any graven image. V'zehu davativi l'chol echad miYisrael, this is nature for every Jew, afilu l'hamoin hamshukoyim b'tayv v'seidem hazeh, even to the masses who are completely entrenched in their desires of this world. Why is this the case? Because this is bequeathed to us from our avos. Hello. Be'amor Hashem Yisbarach le'Avram. When Hashem Yisbarach said to Avram Avinu, Ki yedativ leman ashiyitzav ve'ezbonav, I love him, I know him, in order that he will give this over to his children. So it became, just like the Baal Tanya said, that because the Avos were a Merkava, so this became genetic, the genetic koyach of the Jew. So he mamish has a total read on our generation. Everything which is lustful and desirous and attractive externally is what we're interested in. Avoda is a burden. How can we overcome it? We overcome it by conjuring up the image that we all know that we would go to our deaths. And I've shared with you last week and beforehand that this issue of the Ahava Misoteres, this concealed love, is a theme which is repeated in numerous Sifri Kodesh. Ramatala is very, very busy with it in the Peli Yoitz. That the time of davening is the time that one can have a glimpse, can reveal momentarily the Ahava Misoteres. Now, second line up on top on Shin Memtes, Vini Bizboin and no other mezois. If a person contemplates this fact, Echumuchan the Kabbalah Sisure Misa Bahavasis Barach, how the person will be prepared to accept, to receive even the pain of death because of his love to Hashem, is Eich l'yachzim tavosei haktana achas mitanugi o'ilam hazeh b'avosei yisvorach shemoi. Can't we figure out how to restrain our temporary desire, the small lust of this world because of our love for Hashem? Or Eich yis'atzel, here he throws in a new angle, or how can I possibly be lazy when it comes to the fulfillment of a mitzvah that Hashem commanded? Through which this love we know is at least a concealed love which is embedded in our hearts. So how can we possibly contemplate violating Hashem's will? Or how can we think about neglecting one of Hashem's mitzvahs if we know that this love is a very real love, and the proof is that we would go to our deaths? Ubahalois alev kolzeh, promises the Agad Kala. If we only contemplate this, as ayek eloi lachsimas tavosoi, it will be easier for us to overcome our desire, and velaseis mitzvahs Hashem bizrizus, to do Hashem's will with excitement, beguf and nefesh umayid, with interest, with power, with excitement. Ulezen itztavinu, concluding again with the exact same conclusion that the Baal Tanya said in Perek Chof Hei. For this reason, we were commanded likras krishma beis pamim b'chol yom, to read the Shema twice each day. Shezek habolos hamesidus nefesh al atzmenu, this is the acceptance upon ourselves. Ba'avura havosoi, because of Hashem's love. By remembering, as he said earlier, when we think about this, when we say Hashem Echad, is nizkar inyan hazeh b'chol inyone ma'aseinu b'chol ha-mitzvahs. We will remember this in all of our actions, in all mitzvahs, both positive and negative. And he adds here, beautiful daf yomi thought, v'alkein ha-mitzvah harishoyna hu aleinu b'reishis ha-yoyim u'b'reishis ha-layla kriyashma. For this reason, the first mitzvah incumbent upon us at the beginning of the day and at the beginning of the night is the mitzvah of Shema. Likvo ya'inyan hazeh b'chol maseinu, to establish this concept in all of our actions. Ki'ascholohu yisoid v'sher shakol, because the beginning of all things is the yisoid, the foundation and the root of all things. That's how you want to start the night. That's how you want to start the day. I believe, by the way, parenthetically speaking, we just had the Gemara in Daf Yomi of Lo'olam Yagazad Yetzer Tov Yetzer Hara. A person should always incite their Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer Hara. No Tzchei Mutev. If you win, that's great. Im Lav. If not, Yikra Krishma. Notzchei motiv. I'm sorry. Im lav yasik b'Torah. Study the Torah. Notzchei motiv. If you win, that's great. If not, Ikur Krishma. Then study. Then read the Shema. Notzchei motiv. If you win, that's great. Im lav yasik lo yem amisa. Remember the day of death. Clearly, it points to this issue, to these etzes that Chazal are giving us right here, and that is that contained in the Divrei Torah. If we can't motivate ourselves through the Yasik B'Torah, so we use Shema. If the Shema isn't doing it, that means we're not saying the Shema right. We have to remember the Echad of the Yasik of the Yom HaMisa. Continues the Agad Dekala. V'zeh Shiksiv. This is how we should understand the Pasuk in this week's Parsha. V'ho Yo'ekev. It's going to come a time when there's going to be a generation which is going to be the heel. When there's going to come a generation of small, inferior souls in the generation before Mashiach. Specifically those neshamas that are referred to as the heel. The neshamas that can't feel, that can't get into Avodas Hashem. So what should we do? Says the Agad Kala, phenomenal. Tishmeun es hamishpatim ha'ila. Tishmeun, he says, is taking the word Shema and turning it into a verb. How do you deal with this generation? Yishma them. Tishmeun es hamishpatim ha'ila. You got to utilize the method, the magic of the Shema. Ritzoin Elohim ha'bichol dinyon hamishpatim. Whatever mishpat they're dealing with, soim tasimu aleim in yoneshma. The assistance, the help comes from above through the concept of Shema. Hainu kriyashma, that is to read the Shema. V'tishmon yisparish poil yaitzel acherim. Tishmon means to utilize it on others. V'alkin oma mishpatim v'le chukum mitzvahs. Therefore, this is why the Pasuk says, Tishmun asa mishpatim o'ele. And it doesn't use the other terms that could be used to describe the will of Hashem. Namely, chukim or mitzvahs or other terms. You know why? Ki mishpatim aloshim yisurim kenoida. Because a mishpat refers to pain, to suffering. Shel yisurim yechashiv alodim chasimas hataivo. Because for most of us, the withholding of doing something wrong is pain. And similarly, zrizus ha'avoda, similarly, being active in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also a pain. Is v'kasha davar lav ma'id, it's very difficult. And they are mishpatim, therefore they become points of suffering. Alkein Omar Ha'ele, Meloshin Chayzek, Mishpatim Ha'ele comes from a language of strengthening themselves, Kameshadosh Shuchazal. And the Pasuk that says, Kikola Tayevas Ha'ele, Ritzayin Aleimar, Kili Yisurin Yechashev Ma'oid. It's extremely, extraordinarily painful for us. Ala Odom, Kitzar HaSeichel, Va'ara Nefesh, a person who has very limited Seichel, a person who has limited illumination of soul, where we just can't get into the Avodah. It's painful. It's very difficult for us in our times to restrain ourselves from pursuing the lusts in which we're interested. Let's face it, guys. Let's be real. It is extremely enticing for us to pursue that which glitters and shines, the sweetness, the attraction of the taiva. Avakasha tishmunaisam. But if we can shema them, hainu tatbia bohen in yone shema, if we can apply the method of shema to everything in life, azai, the result will be Ushmartem, we will be able to guard, that refers to Esalavin. We will be able to observe the thou shalt nots. Ve'asitzem Esa'esin oisam. Then what Ve'asitzem is, we will have the method, we will have the strength, we'll have the fortitude and the zrizas to do the positive mitzvahs. Because we're drawing our strength from the Ahava Misoteres. And that's why this concept of the Ahava Misoteres is so fundamental in all of Torah's Chassidus, because it is the place from which we draw the strength to battle evil and to garner the strength to go to forge ahead with doing good. Concludes the pasuk, unbelievable. Azai v'shomer Hashem l'kecha l'cho sabris v'zacheset asher nishba l'aveisecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will keep for you the bris and the chesed that he promised l'aveisecha specifically to your forefathers. Meaning, that aspect of the Ahava Misoteres, which comes to us through them, we don't have to create this. This already exists. We inherited it. It's in. It's built into the system. When we guard this Yerusha, when we become aware of it, when we ignite it, if we keep our part of the bris and the chesed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from his vantage point, also guards and keeps it alive. V'hovein, and understand this well. So here, the Baal Tanya, the Agadah Kala, is utilizing this message that the Baal Tanya speaks. And if you look in the footnotes on the first piece, you see that this is not an etzem. It's not even something which stems from Chassidus, as my father has pointed out so many times, that the Baal Shem HaKadosh did not come to be mechadish anything. He came to reinvigorate and make us aware of Yisaitis that are already in the legacy of Klal Yisrael for generations and generations. It just became neglected. And here too is one of these concepts which is part and parcel of the legacy of Klal Yisrael, and that is that we have a Ahava Misuteres. We have a hidden, concealed love that we all have access to and that we need to utilize in order to battle evil, especially in our times when evil is so attractive and doing good seems to be so evasive and empty. So one of the ways to do it is by learning Kriya Shema in the morning and at night, and by Hashem Echad, recognizing that built into the genetic makeup of the Jew is to be Maisa Nefesh LaShem. And if we can do it with our lives in total, then we can certainly do it in the details and in the protim of our battles with Ayetzahara and when it comes to doing good. And by doing so, we will activate the Ahavas Hashem, the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and make it ever more real in our lives.